Hello! You are listening to Gary Gatehouse Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have good questions on the show like...
Mr. Obama, sir, I have just a quick question if I can. I was wondering, you know, just where
the hell is your birth certificate?
Oh, welcome to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show Monday edition, Blue Monday! Everybody's back to work. Slaving at the salty mines. Busting your buns to earn that almighty dollar, that almighty quid. Whatever the case may be, you're back working for the man after a glorious, I guess, weekend. I tell you what I did this weekend. I climbed out of bed real early Saturday morning, real early. Old dark 30, if you will. Went out to the garage, pulled my hot rod out of the garage, and proceeded to wash that sucker and wax it, vacuum it out. And it looked like a diamond in a goat's backside when it was done. Took that sucker to some cruise-ins and car shows Saturday and Sunday and had one fantastic time. I sure did. That was my weekend consuming industrial portions of barbecue and brewskis and just talking shop with a bunch of car enthusiasts. What a great weekend. It was 195 degrees down here. It kind of rained Saturday a little bit, but that didn't dampen our spirits. Ah, no. We continue to bump our gums and chew the fat all the way into Sunday afternoon. What a great weekend. And it's back to Monday again, the same old dang grind, working on weed eaters and lawnmowers and cutting grass and repairing decks and staining, you name it, I got it. The honeydew list is as long as a city block, New York style, and I'll never get it all done. I really don't care. I hope you people had a great weekend wherever you're at or wherever you were at in God's big, beautiful world this weekend. I don't know, you guys might have been on vacation, flying around somewhere. Got your RV flying down the road, who knows, dirt biking, whatever. Here in America, the weekend is like an almost mini holiday for a lot of us. Because you see, folks over in Europe, you got to know, America, they work their tails off. And taking 5 and 6 week vacations, 4 week vacations is almost unheard of. Most of us are lucky to get a week off during the year. After we had some tenure build up on our work site or wherever we are employed, sometimes we get up to 2 weeks off vacation. And that is it. That is it, ladies and gentlemen. Our work week is 40 hours. 40 hours. And in these days and times, with Obama and his faltering economy, hell, there's not even an economy to talk about. 40 hours is a short time to work. A lot of us folks here in America are putting in 50, 60, 70, sometimes 80 hours a week. Sometimes working 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet. That's the way it is in America, but not for much longer. We're going to get this Marxist thrown out of office via the ballot box. Well, his time's up anyway. The Constitution says all people who run and reside and are elected president of the United States can serve a max of 8 years, and that's it. You've got to pack up, you've got to move out of the White House, get the hell out of there, and let somebody else in there to clean up and maybe get things straightened out again. In our case, there's a whole lot of stuff that has to be straightened out. Because here in America, Obama has just about destroyed everything that was once America. Our military, our way of life, our economy, you name it. And it wasn't all Obama. It was with the help of his cohorts in the mainstream media, the Democrat Communist Party, and even some in the Republican Party, the Republican leadership. They sold out to Obama way back in 2008. And they gave Obama just about everything that man wanted, along with the Democrats, to a point where Democrats were actually publicly thanking the Republican leadership for their votes and their legislation. How sick is that? How sick is that, America? Yet we have people by the millions who are willing to consider the facade that has been going on for 8 years, willing to continue the poor economy, the attack on the Constitution, the attack on America's way of life, to even more destroy the security of the United States that protects we the people, our children, etc. They are willing to do all that to vote Hillary Clinton in office. You know, all you folks out there that call yourself Democrats, all you folks out there that stand in line, fall on your swords, whatever the case may be, for Hillary rotten Clinton, you're just as bad as she is. You're just as morally bankrupt and corrupt as she is. It's either that or you don't have any gray matter at all between your ears, no common sense, not able to connect the dots to see just where she will take the country if she's elected in November. It will not only be a continuation of Obama policy, but it will be Obama's policy on steroids. You will be electing a Marxist to occupy the White House. You will be electing someone that has felonies hanging over her head. You will be electing someone that cannot ever tell a lie. They always tell lies. According to her, she can never tell a lie. But we all know, we who pay attention and connect the dots, we know that she is a liar extraordinaire, an accomplished liar, a liar beyond reproach. She can lie and lie with a straight face. You see, she's lied so much during her adulthood that she believes her lies are the truth. And she expects everyone to believe those lies as the truth as well. The mainstream media, they do their best to take those lies that she spews every day. They do their best to spin those lies into the truth. And when we speak about her lying and telling lies, well, the mainstream media takes that truth and spins them into lies. You got it so far? You understand what I'm saying? We the people who love our country, we the people who love our Constitution and the security that we live under, we don't want any more of this. And before I go any further, I have to give a big, huge thumbs up to my brothers and sisters in Great Britain. You folks made it happen. You folks did it. You folks told the whole world that you are sick and tired of being not represented. You're sick and tired of some commission in Brussels, some 40,000 strong, not elected, that are dictating to you, the British people, the UK, on how you run your government, how you run your lives, and what you do with your taxes. You people spoke up at the ballot box, and God bless every one of you. One of my mates over there, and the people that run his show, the Restoration Radio International show station, ran by Mr. Stephen Lang out of London, England, mates, you guys did it. I tip my hat to you. Being a person that lived in England for almost the decade of the 70s, the best part of it, I fell in love with that country, and I fell in love with the people, their stiff upper lip, and the way they were so proud of their 1,000 years of written history. But it seems over the past few years, there are people that have come to power in Great Britain, in England, that were willing and did throw that 1,000 years of tradition and history, they threw it out the window and turned their country over, like I said, to 40,000 bureaucrats housed in Brussels, making decisions and dictating to England how to spend their money, how to live their lives, etc. Good on every one of you blokes over there that stood up against all of this. You people are truly patriots. You're truly patriots of freedom, not just freedom in the UK, but freedom anywhere that it's ringing or wants to come about in the world. And we folks here in America that pay attention to what you've been up against and what you have done and accomplished, why, we admire the hell out of you. We think that you're just fantastic folks. Now it's America's turn. We're up to bat. There's a large, huge contingent of Americans in the millions who understand just as the Brits did about where their government was taking them. We know and we dislike and we don't want any part of it. We know that the Obama regime, the Democrat Party, some of the Republican leadership, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, the whole lot of them, want to take a country, our country, they want to take it over the cliff headlong into Marxism, communism. We know this. We see this. I know a lot of people's eyes roll back in their head when Marxism or communism is mentioned, but you better get used to it. It's going to be mentioned more and more as the months progress towards November. God bless you people in Great Britain. God bless every one of you that stood up against your rogue government that tried to sell you out, tried to sell your country out, future generations of British folks. You know, I know that there's probably going to be some hard times, and a lot of people use repercussions as a word of what England's going to experience in the next few months or years. But I know how tough Brits are. I know the old stiff upper lip, that is still there. It's part of their DNA. And with folks like Stephen Lang and folks in his radio station, folks who support him, people within Great Britain, the UK, England, you're going to make it. You're going to do just fine. Hopefully in November, we'll elect Mr. Donald Trump, and we will be able to march forward and say that we experienced another Independence Day by relieving ourselves of Barack Hussein Obama Jr., his repressive regime, and all those people that are tied to him and Hillary Clinton, all the mistakes, all of the things that they've done contrary to the way America is and stands. We hope in November we can say that is another Independence Day that we can celebrate as well when Obama hits the road and takes his communism and his Muslim-backing regime with him. You're listening to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show, Monday edition, Blue Monday. Oh, Blue Monday. You folks out there working, first day back on the job since the weekend, I feel for you. I really do. I went through that whole mess for 30-plus years. I know how you feel. But you've got to hold on, man. Wednesday's just around the corner, hump day. Then before you know it, you look up and you're celebrating Friday. Just a couple of days in between. Do the best you can do on your job. It's for yourself, your family, your kids, whatever, and it's for the country. Friday will come soon enough with a little bit of a party time on Wednesday, hump day. But first, we got to get through Monday and Tuesday, right? You're right. You're listening to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show, Monday edition. And I hope you're having a great day wherever you're at. Let's brighten it up a little bit. And we'll be back after a few short messages and the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Don't go away.
You are listening to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 25 books, including the best-selling A Choice, Not an Echo. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
After 4 years of litigation, The Colorado Supreme Court said they will not take an appeal in the case called Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Craig. In that case, Jack Phillips refused to use his business to make a gay wedding cake for Charlie Craig and Dave Mullins. Craig and Mullins filed a discrimination complaint against him with the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Phillips tried to defend himself against his complaint. The court ordered Phillips to make cakes for gay couples in the future. He was also ordered to submit quarterly compliance reports and make all his staff undergo sensitivity training. This is just the latest sad case where the gay lobby has tried to bully somebody into compliance with their liberal agenda. They threaten those who take a stand for their religious convictions and claim that Christian beliefs are emotionally traumatizing. This is clearly unconstitutional under the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause. All Americans have the right to freely exercise their religious convictions as they see fit. That includes how they conduct business affairs. Bakers, photographers, florists, ministers, and others should not be dragged into court for living out their faith. The best way to protect these people is for more states to implement Religious Freedom Restoration Acts. That is legislation that reaffirms the rights of people to act in accordance with their religion. 21 states already have such laws to protect people of faith from legal bullying. Many other states are considering adopting them. I recommend every state have such a law. They uphold the Constitution and protect people of faith. This Colorado cake shop case is a pressing example of why these laws are so important to the cause of religious freedom. I encourage all people who love the Constitution to support Religious Freedom Restoration Acts.
Our founding fathers would not recognize the America being reinvented by President Obama. The book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom by Phyllis Schlafly, spells out Obama's campaign to secularize America. Get your own copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold. And join the blog conversation at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members, of their families, or their children, asking them to deploy, patrol, stay on watch, on point, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to bring them all the way home, to keep them secure, to have their backs for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs do whatever it takes to help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently, at no cost, for life, so that they might stand at ease. Find out how you can help at findwwp.org.
You're listening to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show on freedominamerica.us. Tune in 24/7 to listen to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show. You know, I was reading an article here a couple of days ago, and I thought, well, you know, I'd like to talk about that a little bit. It's about illegal aliens in this country. The government uses the number 11 million. They've been using that number for about 4 years. In actual count, it's probably 20 or more million that are in this country illegally, and they're coming across our border every day. Every day. Now, I live down in South Texas, and we get a first-hand look at all these new individuals as they filter up through where I'm at. We see them in Walmart. We see them on the side of the road. You know they're illegals. You can tell by the way they dress. You can tell by the way they look. And when you go into a Walmart or anywhere where I'm at, most of the time you hear Spanish being spoken. Even the commercials they play over the PA system inside the stores, they're in English and they're in Spanish. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there was a movement a long time ago, and it's still out there, but it hasn't been brought to the forefront like it was once before. English only in the United States. They wanted to make, and they still want to make, English the official language of the country. They want to make English the official language that we do business in, that we do business as a government in. English. English is the known and usable language throughout the world by all countries. When they do business, etc., it's in English. But here in America, our so-called representatives up in Washington, D.C., the District of Corruption, they don't have the balls, they don't have the wherewithal, the spine, to step up and say, yeah, we're going to bring this to vote and we're going to pass it and send it on to the president. We are going to make English the official language of the United States of America. We got people like Obama, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Paul Ryan, and more that don't have any idea what they are doing. Yes, I want to take that statement back. They do know what they're doing to this country. They do know that they're undermining the freedoms of we the people. How could English not be spoken as the official language undermine the freedoms of Americans? The security of America? Just think about it. When you come into a country that is so disjointed, where most of the people use English, but now it's not even most, it's about half and half or close to it. There are 27 languages or more spoken in our public school system, where the teachers have to bring in interpreters. There has to be interpreters available on call for doctors. If they bring in somebody that speaks, I don't know, some off-the-wall language. Down here in Texas, if you see a job advertised, majority of the time it's going to say, must be bilingual, must be able to speak Spanish. Now you know, ladies and gentlemen, this country was founded, the United States of America, was founded by English-speaking people. The original people that came here, the pilgrims, etc., were English-speaking people. They went on to found America. We brought immigrants in from Europe, France, Germany, Italy, etc. They came to this country, they assimilated in no time flat, and learned to speak English, and became Americans. We have people coming into our country from across the border. Not just people who speak Spanish, not just Hispanic folks. We have people that are Vietnamese, Chinese, Muslims, you name it. And they hold on to their religion because they know they're not forced to learn and speak English. If you're forced and to learn English to conduct business in this country, because if it's passed that we will only conduct business at whatever level in English, then these people coming here from other countries that speak other languages, they're either going to be forced to assimilate, and a long part of assimilating, learning the language of English goes a long way in getting a person assimilated. They can then read and understand our history, etc. Do you know how many billions of dollars is spent on making forms and ballots and everything else out into all kinds of different languages to cater to all these individuals that come to our country that do not want to assimilate, do not want to learn English? If we conducted a survey, I bet you a dime to a dollar, the majority of people that are in this country from other countries, either illegally or legally, still rely on their foreign language that they brought with them as a means of communication. They don't talk English. They don't speak English. You can go anywhere down where I'm at. No comprende. No comprende español, English. Speak español. You comprende español? You better have a very basic working knowledge of it down here, or you're not going to get too far. And that's not the way it should be. Now, there's a report out about Barack Hussein Obama Jr. and how he lies about illegal alien numbers and crimes committed to fit his narrative and agenda. We know that. ICE underreported 13,288 criminal convictions of aliens released in the year 2014. 13,288 were underreported. Now, this is all about information released Tuesday by the House Judiciary Committee. The Obama regime's record of releasing criminal aliens has gone from bad to worse, Committee Chairman Bob Goulet said in a statement, adding that there is no excuse for this large discrepancy. Well, Bob, good old Bob, chairman of the committee on whatever it is you're chairman of, there's no damn excuse for any illegal alien in this country, buddy. There's no damn excuse for Congress not standing up and saying, you folks that are here illegally are packing your bags and going home. No, you fall down and kiss their backsides. You hide under your desk. You're afraid of all these people that run these darn leftist organizations like La Raza, Mecha, etc. You bow down to them. They come up and lobby you all the time in Congress. And you get people like Paul Ryan and people like McConnell that bend over and kiss their backsides. All along throwing America people, we the people, under the bus. Forcing us to pay for all the crimes they commit. And ladies and gentlemen, in April of 2014, ISIS reported that in fiscal year 2014, it released 30,558 criminal aliens who were convicted of 79,000 crimes, including 86 homicides, 106 kidnappings, 373 sexual assaults, 1,346 convictions for domestic violence, 1,589 weapons violations, 2,372 assaults, and 13,636 drunk driving offenses. However, in 2016, in response to a Freedom of Information Act requested by the Immigration Reform Law Institute, ICE reported that those same 30,588 criminal aliens had actually been convicted of 92,000 crimes in 2014, 13,000 more convictions than ICE reported last year. What's the government do? What Congress do? Oh, they come out and say something like I'm reporting now. And that's as far as it goes. You know, we got the MS-13 gangs in here by the thousands. They go around and they literally kill people point blank. They don't care. They don't care what happens to them. They come up from South America and they are in our major cities. They are killing people left and right. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, the disparity of what is reported and what's held up demonstrates that these criminal aliens are even more a threat to public safety than ICE represented to the committees, and it raises serious questions about whether ICE knowingly misled Congress and the American people concerning the true extent of their danger. Under the Obama regime, ladies and gentlemen, under the Obama regime, anything is expected. Anything is expected. Obama regime has lied to the American people time after time. They have sold our country out with the help of the Democrat Party, the likes of Hillary Clinton. All of them are liars. They have put our nation's security in jeopardy. They have put the security of our children in jeopardy. And they damn sure, they just flat don't care. They have an agenda, and that is destroy America, rebuild it as a nation operating under their Marxist ideology. Plain and simple, patriots, plain and simple. This is where it is. This is where it's going. And even more so if we elect that liar, Hillary Rotten Clinton. You think you've seen illegals now? You think you've seen Muslims pouring into our country now? You wait till she's elected. You wait till she is elected, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll see them knocking at the door of every household just about in the United States. I don't give a darn where you live. It's time for America to take our country back. It's time to vote for Donald Trump. This is Gary Gatehouse, and we'll be back after Trade Talks the News. Stand by.
today in news.
Broadcasting from his laser-powered space-age digital recording studios in the New York metropolitan area, here's your ultra-conservative talk show host, Trade Martin.
Founding Fathers Day.
Founding Fathers.
The day that we tribute all the founding fathers of the Constitution. God bless them. This is Trade Martin on Top of the News. Let's hit the breaking news right now. Listen to this. The Republican governor of Maine, LePage, his wife, the first lady of the state of Maine, just took a job as a waitress. Very interesting. To supplement their income. His yearly income, he's the lowest paid governor in the country, is $70,000 a year. So she's going to supplement his income. She wants to buy a car. She's working for the summer as a waitress somewhere on the Maine coast in the vacation area. I think that's very admirable. I'll tell you, you won't find a Democrat doing that because there's so much corruption and so many payoffs going on. They make so much money under the table that they would never take a job like that. They would never need to.
Corruption and payoffs are cool, right? That's really the way to go. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Give me that unmarked cash in a brown paper bag.
Calm down, lady. It's only corruption.
This is kind of interesting, everyone. OJ's lawyer is broke. Famed attorney F. Lee Bailey filed for bankruptcy.
Uh-oh.
Pretty funny when Hillary was reading the teleprompter and she said, "He's making fun of my faith." She was talking about Donald Trump. Now, after she reads the line, the smartest woman in the world is supposed to do a sigh. But she says, "Sigh." She reads it instead of doing the sigh. It's hysterical. Check it out on YouTube. Sigh. You gotta see it. It's so stupid, you can't even make this up. I'm telling you, she's a moron, and she tips him pretty good. Every night, they say Hillary goes through a lot of booze every week.
That's not a nice thing to say about a lady like that.
Well, none of the Benghazi guys can say it. A sad case in East Orange, New Jersey. 4-year-old kid was killed by his 6-year-old brother, who somehow got his mother's loaded gun and shot his brother in the head. The poor kid was pronounced dead at the hospital. The mother's being held on certain gun charges. There's another breaking news story that at least 14 are dead when some terrorist gunmen stormed a Somali hotel. All the murders going on in this world are unbelievable. But you got to bring them love. They need love and compassion. That's what they really need. And unity. That's what Loretta Lynch said. And Barack means it too. You got to bring them love, compassion, and unity. And Loretta, wear that flower in your hair. Barack, wear a flower too if you feel like. And you can use a transsexual bathroom if you like. If you like your psychiatrist, you can keep your psychiatrist. Every scientist knows that climate change is causing terrorism. Why can't the Republicans see it?
Are you delirious or something?
Well, my time has run out. This is On Top of the News, June 26th, Sunday, Founding Fathers Day.
Founding Fathers.
Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow. On Top of the News is 7 days a week. Don't miss an edition. There's 126 days till Halloween, 134 days till the presidential election, and 181 days till Christmas.
Hi, I'm Matt Fitzgibbons from PatriotMusic.com. Since 2005, I've been writing award-winning rock that celebrates America's founding principles and the men and women who defend them. If you agree that the simple but timeless ideas in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights offer the solutions to our problems today, and you like good music, come on over to PatriotMusic.com. You're listening to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Talk Show, USA.
You are listening to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show.
Is CRN, the Internet's conservative radio network.
Predators, welcome to the Massachusetts bathrooms. I am Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. Massachusetts legislators have rejected an amendment that would ban convicted sex offenders from using the bathroom or locker room of the opposite gender. In a 2-to-1 margin, the state house effectively blocked the last remaining protection for women of all ages to be safe and have privacy away from those hoping to victimize them. The action of these legislators defy common sense. They should be personally held responsible. Their decisions are going to cause pain and suffering to young girls and women. Liberty Council is working across the nation to support legislators who are aware of the dangers of gender-mixed bathrooms and are working to protect people within their states. To learn more about how your state or city can protect people in the bathrooms and other facilities, contact Liberty Council at our website, lc.org. Again, the Liberty Council website is lc.org.
I don't know who this guy Lefty is, but this guy Gary Gatehouse, man, whoever Lefty is, Gary gets after him, don't you see? I like Gary Gatehouse. He tells the truth, man. He really does.
Man, I don't know who that... I guess he's a hippie or something. I don't know. But we get all kinds of people that call into the station and leave their little, comments about the show, or whether it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I get a lot of people that call in, liberals that call in and call me all kinds of foul names. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe the emails I get in my email box. Oh, my God. But anyway, here a while back, Secretary of State John Kerry, sometimes known as Lurch, said there's zero evidence that refugees are making it through U.S. screening, and it does not pose a great risk to America. Anyway, have a listen to what he said.
There is absolutely no evidence, my friends, zero evidence, that refugees who make it through this arduous process pose any greater threat to our society than the members of any other group. And it is important for people to know that. And let me be very clear. Preventing any group from entering the United States solely because of their race or because of their nationality or because of a religious affiliation is directly contrary to the very ideals on which our country is based. We believe in individual rights, not collective guilt. And we believe in judging people based on what they do, not the circumstances of their birth or their choice of sacred texts. Not only that, we need to remember that bigoted and hateful rhetoric towards Muslims plays right into the hands of the terrorist recruiters who propagate the lie. It plays into the hands of people who propagate the lie that America is at war with Islam, when in fact there is no country on earth where Muslims enjoy more freedom than in the United States of America.
Zero evidence that refugee applicants who go through the rigorous screening involved in the U.S. refugee admission program, no evidence whatsoever, according to John Kerry, that these people pose a greater security threat than members of any other group. Now, I have to remind you that Kerry was speaking at the Interfaith Iftar Ramadan fast-breaking meal in Sterling, Virginia, here last week. Coinciding with World Refugee Day, Kerry also warned that what he called bigoted, hateful rhetoric about Muslims helps those who propagate the lie that America is at war with Islam. Now, ladies and gentlemen of America, you folks that pay attention, you folks that stay on top of the news, you folks that can connect the dots, you people that have been watching this go down since 2007, 2008, when Obama stepped to the microphone and said he was fundamentally going to change America. America held their breath and said, my God, do we finally have somebody
millions and millions
that's
going
to step up and bring us all together? Because you see, a lot of people that voted for him were already programmed to vote for Obama. They had been programmed through their college education. They had been programmed through their watching of mainstream media such as CNN and ABC and CBS and National Broadcasting Company and PBS. They've been programmed with particular words, buzzwords. Obama used them all. Change, hope, diversity. He used them all. And as soon as those words rattled the eardrums of these people, who were programmed by their Marxist, socialist professors in college or in high school, they stood up, they rose up. They seen him, Obama, as the savior that they had all been waiting for. He had finally arrived on the scene. And they overwhelmingly voted him into office in 2008. I call it the coup of 2008. Voted him into the White House. And from day one, he went into high gear to fundamentally change America. Now, I've talked about it many times on my show, where one of his main objectives was to change the demographics of America. Physical demographics of America. People who actually occupied space in America. He wanted to change the demographics from Europeans and those folks that came to this country as immigrants legally from Europe, Eastern and Western Europe. He wanted to change that completely and turn it over, the demographics, flip it over, and insert his brothers and sisters, the people that he is in line with, Muslims. Oh yeah, we have all kinds of illegals in this country. You can bet your dollar on that. We have millions here from south of the border. And sure, the demographics are changing there as well. And most of those folks, they could care less about Europeans. They could care less about America. They could care less about the Constitution. They could care less about our way of life. They're going to change it. They might not fire a weapon. They might not fire a gun. They'll change it by procreating, adding to the demographics, flipping the demographics. Obama's on record as saying, that's the deal. We're going to bring people in here, and he's brought them in here from the Middle East by the millions, from Syria, elsewhere, knowing that these individuals, many of them, are lieutenants, are warriors, whatever you want to call them, of ISIS, Al-Qaeda. He brings them in, knowing this, posing a big threat to the security of we the people, which he doesn't care anything about. You have people like John Kerry who stand up there and call people like you and I, who are concerned about all this, bigots, Islamophobics. The left uses those two words and throws in the word racist as well. They're programmed to do it. Let's face it. I face them every day on my show. I face them wherever I go throughout the internet to discuss what's going down in America. There's always a troll that pops up, even on people on the right, conservative, whatever, their sites, their discussion groups. It seems these leftist trolls always worm their way in and start immediately calling what we say, what we do, what we want to do, who we're voting for, calling us racist, calling us bigots, homophobes, Islamophobes, the whole, you know the drill. These people are programmed. And like I said, they're programmed in school. Early in life, they were programmed. And now the government, who controls our public schools, has achieved the fact that they can now institute certain programs, indoctrination type, disguised as curriculum, even at the preschool level, pre-K level. How frightening is that? Now, I've warned my listeners time after time over the last 10 years about public schools and who controls them and the curriculums they teach from. They're not curriculums, they're indoctrination scenarios disguised as curriculum. And when you confront the leftists, you can confront people who stand up and spout almost as if they are wound up and or a string is pulled. And the words that automatically come out of their mouth are bigot, racist, homophobe, Islamophobe. Those words are used constantly to try to shut down the right. Try to shut down we the people who still love our country. who want to counteract all of this bad stuff, this bad news that's going down in our country. John Kerry gets up and says, we need to remember that bigoted and hateful rhetoric towards Muslims plays right into the hands of the terrorist recruiters who propagate the lie. It plays into the hands of people. Now he's talking about us. He's talking about Donald Trump. It plays into the hands of people who propagate the lie that America is at war with Islam, when in fact there's no country on earth where Muslims enjoy more freedom than in the United States of America. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is an insult to we the people. The Secretary of State standing in front of a Muslim crowd and telling them that we Americans are bigots, we are Islamophobic, we are hateful. Ladies and gentlemen of America, we have a regime, the Obama regime, that is tied to the hip of Islam. We have a regime who is led by Obama, a Muslim himself, that puts Islam and Muslims ahead of the security of the United States of America. And yes, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Sixpack, he puts Muslims ahead of the security of we the people and your children. Obama, Clinton, and yes, the whole damn Democrat Party are guilty of selling America out. They all should be arrested for treason. They all should be exposed for what they really are. Muslim sympathizers, plain and simple, they do not stand with we the people.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
You gotta take care of Texas, it's the only one we got. If you're way up in Lubbock or down in Lucanbach, you gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take care of Texas, don't you know what I mean, y'all? Kevin Fowler here. Texans take great pride in keeping our air clean. Visit TakeCareTexas.org and take the pledge to help keep it that way. We'll send you a free Texas State Park Guide. You gotta take care of Texas, it's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
Freedom in America.
Freedom in America Radio Network, presenting the traditional view of the good old American dream that you won't hear about on the liberal media.
Freedom in America.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Tex Hollister down here in Texas. When I'm not rocking the house, I like to listen to the Getting After Lefty show with Gary Gatehouse. Gary is exposing the liberal socialist agenda. He is kicking liberals' asses and taking names. You keep it up, Gary. We're growing like a big old army.
I think people really see a big parallel. A lot of people are talking about that, and not only the United States, but other countries. People want to take their country back, and they want to have independence in a sense, and you see it with Europe, all over Europe. You're going to have more than just, in my opinion, more than just what happened last night. You're going to have, I think, many other cases where they want to take their borders back, they want to take their monetary back, they want to take a lot of things back. They want to be able to have a country again. So I think you're going to have this happen more and more. I really believe that, and I think it's happening in the United States.
People, it started. It started in England. It's rising here in the United States. People want to take their country back, and they want to have independence. And you see it in Europe. It's growing like a big storm. Donald Trump gets this. He understands it. He understands that we, the American people, people of Europe, are sick and tired of being dictated to by elitists. We are sick and tired of being told how to conduct our lives, what we should and shouldn't do. We are sick and tired of the mainstream media telling us who we should vote for, who we should back, what we should say and what we should not say, all based on their doctrine of political correctness. The people of England have spoken, and already the liberals, the socialists, the Marxists, the communists are rising up and said, oh no, it's a mistake. They didn't really mean to vote that way. We've got to have a rethink. We've got to have a rethink about this whole deal. They didn't really, the great Ron Morse, don't know what they're doing. Patriots yesterday, here in the United States of America, an elitist, George Will, an East Coast political insider who now realizes that his well-entrenched ivory tower is starting to crumble, as is many elitists in the political cartel and the mainstream media. Patriots, their days of hoodwinking the American people, telling us who we should vote for. Be ashamed if we stand for someone else other than what the mainstream media dictates. Well, George, and all you liberals out there, all you readers of the political tea leaves, all of you who spin political lies into truth, your days are numbered. The American people have awoken, as our brothers and sisters in England. We are taking you down. Your pablum spewing mouths. You've been spewing this elitism and dictating to we the people here on this continent and across the pond in Europe for decades. Well, it's all coming to an end. You hear me? You hear me, George Will? You and your comrades are done. You and your comrades are toast. Comprende? Ladies and gentlemen of America, don't listen to the mainstream media when they put out their phony polls. Don't listen to the talking heads on Fox News and the rest of them who say Trump is on the downswing and Hillary is rising. Do you understand what they're saying? They're saying, my God, they've got us. They finally ID'd us. We've got to pull out all the stops. You do understand that they did the same thing against Ronald Reagan when he was running. They were saying he had no chance. Polls were out that he was 20 and 30 points behind. The same game, the same part of their playbook is being put into play again against Donald Trump. Don't believe a damn thing they say. And at every opportunity, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, you write a blog, you conduct or run a conservative talk show on the internet, attack these individuals. At every opportunity, expose them for what they are. Don't pull any punches. Don't make any niceties about them, because these people are not nice people. These people know that their days are waning. They know that we have finally ID'd them for what they are and aren't. lock arms with our brothers and sisters in the United Kingdom. We should all join together. We should all shout in one voice that these types of political elites, whether they reside in Europe, in the UK, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and here in the United States, they should all understand that we the people are coming after them and we're bringing hell with us. These people have had a hold of America's throat for decades. How have they done it? They control the educational system. They control the media. They have all their cohorts in Hollywood putting out false propaganda or propaganda. That's how they've done it. They've done it at the beginning of the spectrum in our school system, brainwashing our children, to brainwashing us adults on a daily basis from the pablum they spew on television. Go look at who controls television. Look who controls the media. It's the leftist. It's international globalist. It's not Americans. Oh yeah, they got the name, title, whatever, and probably born here in America, but they do not represent we the people. They represent themselves. They represent themselves, ladies and gentlemen. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Trump went on to say in that little speech in Scotland, he said, people want borders. They don't necessarily want people pouring into their country that they don't know who they are and where they come from. He's exactly right. Think back of how many times our government has tried to shove down our throats to accept amnesty and give the governmental blessing to over 20 million illegals that broke into our country, wreaking havoc on our economy system, stealing jobs from Americans. How many times has Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, gang of eight, whatever, tried to shove amnesty down our throats? How many times? Do you understand all of this, America? The British people do. They understand that their sovereignty was threatened by the EU. They understand that their way of life, their history, their children, their security was threatened by the EU. And what did they do about it? They rose up and they brought their country back to the shores of England. Politically, economically, it is indeed a day of independence for the British people. Now, we celebrate our independence on July 4th. Most people in America today don't even know what that means. And a lot of them don't even care. But we who do know what it means, we who do know what it cares, we will gladly carry the water from you, for you ignorant American dolts that sit on your ass and hands and do nothing. We will take the country back for you, even though you don't understand what that statement even means. Again, America, look across the pond. Look across the Atlantic to that island, that bastion of freedom. The people of that island headed up to here with it. They took back their country. And like my friend Stephen Lang said just a day ago in a conversation with me, he said, mate, the battle has just begun. He knows that. I know that. The people on the left, the socialists, Marxists, progressives, communists, they're not going to sit on their hands. They're not going to go down without a fight. The elitists damn sure are not going down without a fight. But we can stand against them. if we are strong. If we are strong, we will win. Vote for Donald Trump and the hell with the rest of them. You've listened to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show, Monday edition, Blue Monday. I hope you're all having a great day wherever you're at in God's big, beautiful world. We will return to the airways on the internet Wednesday, hump day, when we will resume our conversation with my fellow Americans, all of my mates over there in England, UK, God bless every one of you, the folks of Europe, all free women and men across the world. The Gary Gatehouse Radio Show speaks the truth and reaches out for you. Until Wednesday, this is Gary Gatehouse saying, good day.